have something special. You have greatness in you. I want you to think about what is it you want to do with your greatness. And whatever that is, you've got to be hungry. Let's think about where we are right now. A place that we have never been before in my lifetime. Very disruptive, very distracting. And you can easily become consumed by the distractions because you have to pay attention to what's going on because it might cost you your life. You know, we have been told that what you don't know can't hurt you. Well, what you don't know can literally kill you. And so as we look at how do we take what we have, our dreams, our talents, our abilities, our skills, what do you do when out of nowhere the rug has been snatched out from under you? How do you recover? How do you gain your senses and begin to put together and plot a strategy to move forward with your life? You have something special. And one of the most important things that we have is the ability to choose. The ability to stop, to observe, to go within and say, so what, now what? This is no time to panic. We do not have the luxury of panicking, the pandemic. The root word is panic. We must create for ourselves a peace-demic, a level of peace within ourselves to weather what's going on right now. I used to say when I was younger, when I would get upset with someone, you made me mad. And the truth of the matter is, they didn't make me mad. No, I chose to give up my power and I chose to become angry. Anger, as I always say now that I'm more mature, is a wind that blows out the lamp of the mind. But so does fear. And so, most importantly now, getting still, looking and observing and taking in, how do I use the time that I have more productively? How do I maintain a positive state of mind? Because it's not easy when they tell you, hey, there about to be a series of deaths taking place everywhere. And how do I not become paranoid when someone sneezes and begin to have a strategy to stabilize myself through all that's going on and those that I care about and those who love me and looking out for me? Oh, they're saying if you're 50 or older and I'm 75, young, and if you have any underlying conditions, well, I've been kicking cancer's butt for several years, and type 2 diabetes, and high blood pressure. Now, that's one of the combinations of various illnesses that doctors call train wrecks. if you go to the hospital, if you're my category, they push you to the back of the room. So let me tell you something. I'm not trying to get sick. Look here, I wear my mask to bed and I don't sleep with anybody but me and Mickey Mouse. But I think I'm becoming stir crazy. I said, oh my God. You know, I don't go out that much, but when you tell me I can't do something, now I want to do it. And so here's what we must do. As you look at yourself, look at where you are, look at life as it is right now, this new place where we are right now. One of the most important things we can do is to pause. To pause and to think. and ask ourselves, am I making the right decision? Is this decision that I'm making right now, does it represent the highest that is within me, or is it motivated and inspired by fear and desperation? This decision that I'm making right now, is this really me? Have you ever had a situation where you just reacted and you said to yourself, this is not me. This is not me. And so this is a time that we have to be in alignment with our mind, our thoughts, our actions, our feelings. And you have to take time to nurture yourself, to go into the sanctuary of your soul and get still a minimum of 3 times a day just to meditate, just on these words, I am at peace. That's what I'm doing now. I am at peace. Even if I'm stressed out, even if I'm feeling nervous and got knots in my stomach, I am at peace. We must call forth those things that be not as though they were. I am at peace. And every time some thoughts come in my mind, trying to cloud it with worry, with stress, anything that can try and distract me from this place where I'm anchoring myself, I am at peace. And taking a deep breath, I am at peace. If I have trouble trying to go to sleep, I say to myself, I go to sleep quickly and easily. I am at peace. Finding peace in the midst of the storm, in all that we're growing through right now, is more important than ever before. The other thing is finding the tools that you need, be it lavender, taking a long bath as opposed to a shower, candles, burning incense, soft music, whatever you need to help to calm your spirit and create an atmosphere of peace, to check out, to unplug from the world. That's now very important. You have to create the environment that you want, because if you don't do it, it will be created for you and it's going to be chaotic. The other thing that's important, what are the relationships that you have that are peaceful? Friend who, she gets up in the morning around 7 o'clock and they have prayer. And people from all over the country, I think they have probably around 800 to 1,000 people on that prayer line. And different people take turns praying. And I believe that it gives them a sense of peace and it gives them a level of comfort and a sense of security. What are the things that you are doing that can help you find peace at this point in time? What are the relationships that you have with friends that you can get together and pray together or meditate together, or somehow using technology that you can communicate together, even though you're apart, that you can be there for each other? Are you going through a tough time right now? Just think about where we are. That if someone dies that you love, that you can't go to the funeral, that they're now having funerals over Zoom? Oh my God. And so this is a different place. It's cruel. People who are dying and family members cannot be at their bedside? We've never, ever experienced anything like this. We're giving virtual hugs, touch deprivation, all of these things that are in place right now. You have to really work on yourself, because a lot of people are snapping. I saw a lady in Walmart on one of the videos on YouTube, and she spat on a guy and coughed at him and called him all kind of filthy words. And fortunately, he restrained himself. There are people that are snapping under the pressure of what's going on right now with what this virus has created. So having an aggressive plan of action to calm your spirit, to calm your mind, listening to calming music, burning candles, having dinner and talking with loved ones, and turning to each other rather than on each other, looking for ways in which you can enjoy and find a sense of peace. I'm afraid to call my massage therapist because I don't know who she's been touching. I mean, there's a level of caution and safety choices that we must make because we don't know what this virus is and how many ways it can be spread. And so having a strategy, what's your strategy for being here? What are you going to do that will allow you to keep a mindset of mindfulness so that you don't make the wrong choices? They said, well, you can get it by just talking to people or sitting next to somebody, breathing the same air. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. I went for a walk today, and I was thinking about, at this stage of my life, I never thought that I would encounter anything like this. And I know I'm not by myself. And so as we look at our goals and look at our dreams, here's some things that I'm practicing that I'm encouraging you to consider. One, be conscious and be deliberate about finding peace. Be conscious and be deliberate by monitoring what you watch and what you listen to. Because all of those things that can get into your mind can poison your spirit and lower your level of morale and compromise your level of joy and happiness. Be aggressive and finding things that will make you laugh, that will make you feel good. I have friends that we just send all kind of funny little videos back and forth to each other to make us laugh. Because you need to be able to laugh in the midst of all of these things. And the other thing is, accept the reality. There's stuff going on now that you can absolutely do nothing about. I mean, I had to be with that. Sometimes I feel like Mighty Mouse. Here I come to save the day. It's Mighty Mouse. He's on his way. I can't be Mighty Mouse now. I'm upstairs hiding from Corona. That you have to be thoughtful as you take care of yourself and find creative ways in which you can talk with family members and friends. And so when I talk with my children and I make my rounds and then I talk to my grandchildren and my little great-grandsons, they are not quite as talkative as the others. But what I'm realizing that what's most important in all the things that we have, what's most important are the relationships. They did a survey of people who were wealthy and on the verge of dying. And they asked them, what's most important to you now? And these are people who were multimillionaires and had 4 and 5 estates and had traveled around the world and had large businesses. What is it that's most important to you now? None of them talked about how much money they had left in the bank. None of them talked about whether or not the sales were still good in the companies that they had created. none of them were concerned about the people that they had disagreements with and hated. They all talked about being able to have a few moments with the people that they love, and that they built all these things they felt in their mind for, but they spent very little time with those people that they were working for. I'll never forget when I came home after working real hard and shared with my son, John Leslie, things that I thought he would like. I was on the road for a long period of time, and I brought him all type of presents back. And he said, "Thank you, Dad." And before I could go to sleep, he brought me a note. And it was a quote by Jacqueline Onassis. "What if I gain the world and my children don't amount to anything?" And then he had in his own handwriting at 10, "Thank you for your presence, but I want your presence." What he was saying is, I am very appreciative of all the things you brought here for me, but I want you. If I've got you, I've got everything. I cried myself to sleep that night. I thought about that, and I said the next morning to myself, "I'm going to make a difference in my behavior and develop a deeper relationship with my son and the rest of my children." Because that's what he wanted, me. Not the materialistic things, me. Not all the gadgets and the tools that he could play to be preoccupied while I was chasing the dollar. He wanted me. He wanted my attention. And I should have been more aggressive about doing that. I've never known my father. I've never known what it would be like to spend time with my father. I'm a product of a sperm donor. So I got a chance not to be that. I got a chance to be present, to be involved, to be engaged with not just him, but all of his brothers and sisters and my friends, and doing those things that really matter in life. Building strong, loving, collaborative, supportive relationships that will sustain us and allow us to go into the future, and that will allow us to build a legacy and to experience a joy and happiness that passeth all human understanding. You have something special. You have greatness in you. What really matters to you? What relationships do you have at this point in time that you need to deepen? What texts or what letter do you need to personally handwrite and send to someone and say, "Thank you for what you've been in my life. Thank you for helping me at a very tough time that I was going through. Thank you for your love and your encouragement. Thank you for having my back. Thank you, thank you." There's no saying, judge a person not by what they do, but what they do that they don't have to do. And to judge the true quality of a person is what they do when nobody's looking. Thank you. You have something special. You have greatness in you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You are listening to Les Brown Greatness Radio, positive and motivational content curated by the legendary Les Brown.